AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Peyton Gendron pleaded guilty today to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges for the shooting deaths of 10 black shoppers and workers at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Mayor Byron Brown says it means life in prison.
The penalty for this horrific crime is for this individual never, ever to see the light of day again.
Attorney Benjamin Crump says this is a tough day in Buffalo.
It was just gut-wrenching. And it made you angry all over again.
Gendron had said he picked the store in Buffalo because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood. More than 2 million people in Houston are under orders to boil water. A power outage caused low pressure at the water purification plant. Mayor Sylvester Turner says tests on water are being done.
I will hope that we can get a positive word at least late tonight or early on tomorrow morning, because we would love to see schools resume, businesses continue to function and open up.
Houston area public and private schools, as well as some colleges, are closed. Barely a month after granting himself a third five-year term as China's leader, Xi Jinping is facing a wave of public anger over his zero COVID policy. Demonstrators poured into the streets in cities including Shanghai and Beijing. Ukraine prepared for more Russian strikes against energy infrastructure in what appears to be a weekly pattern. Somali forces stormed a hotel in Mogadishu, where Islamic extremists had been holed up for more than 18 hours after killing 8 civilians. Police say 6 extremists died during the operation at the Via Rosa Hotel, and one member of the security forces was also killed. An Atlanta area woman has been arrested on murder charges. Investigators say she killed one of her twin 4-year-old daughters and set fire to her apartment to conceal the death, burning the other twin. This is AP News. The search is on for deals on Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday is expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day, with up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 online stores in the U.S. That forecast represents a jump of about $1 billion consumers spent last year. Adobe's numbers are not adjusted for inflation, and some analysts have said top-line numbers will be boosted by higher prices. I'm Shelley Adler.
Santa Booker HireSanta.com says it's logged a 30% increase in demand this Christmas season over last year after losing about 15% of its performers to retirement or death during the pandemic. With COVID in mind, there will be no lap visits at the Macy's flagship store in New York. Santa is seated behind a desk. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.